The Living in Pursuit podcast presents Ignite Your Influence webinar. Learn how to ignite your influence God's way. This free webinar is for kingdom entertainers and entrepreneurs that want to become effective in their online ministries and learn how to properly equip the body of Christ with their God-given influence and gifting. This webinar will offer a prophetic word of activation. We will be taking a look at kingdom influencers listed in the Bible and learn from their blueprint, their experience, and their journey of influence. Ignite your voice, ignite your gifts, and ignite your influence with this free Ignite Your Influence webinar. You can go to www.igniteyourinfluence.live, not .com, .live, and sign up today. It will be on November 19th, 2021 at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. So make sure you sign up today. Tell a friend, share this podcast episode, and go to igniteyourinfluence.live. Girl, look. Don't use God.
Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. But we're going after. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl Drea K, and we are back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Shout out to everyone who has been enjoying the content, everyone that has signed up for the webinar. We're actually going to be having the webinar this Friday, November 19th at 7 o'clock p.m. Shout out to everyone who is taking this step in their life seriously. Today's podcast episode is not going to be per regular scheduled podcast. There are some things that we need to really discuss and talk about. And I am coming to you all from a place of love and a place of just wanting to see people do better. Today's Monday, November 15th. And instead of doing the good news today, the good news segment today, I really just want to talk about what happened on last night on the Shade Room and with the celebrities that, you know, had the thing going on. So God is saying, for you women and you men that are listening to this podcast, if you are in a toxic relationship and God has given you the charge, told you to leave that relationship, he told you to leave that person alone, he told you to stop having sex, he told you to keep yourself pure. If God has told you these things and you haven't done it yet, like, that's all I can say is, when you continue to live in a place of bondage and continue to live in a place of disobedience, God cannot and will not use you for what he has for you. There are certain people that are not going to your next level. God is trying to show you who you truly are. He's trying to show you your identity. He's trying to show you your gifts. He's trying to show you the love that he has for you. He's trying to show you everything that he has meant for you to have. But the longer you stay put and stagnant and hurt and confused and in bondage and in this demonic cycle, the longer you stay in that, God is going to let you settle for what you're settling for. it's too much kingdom business to do. Like, we have business to do. And I understand the hurt and the pain and the trauma that you've endured. I understand what you're going through. I'm sitting up here on the live last night, really just watching how the situation played out between Danny Lay and the baby. And when I tell y'all, it was so triggering. Like, I stopped and just prayed for that girl the whole night. I'm sitting up here hours into prayer, just praying for women and men that are in toxic relationships, who refuse to get out of the relationship, who can't find the strength to get out that type of relationship, who don't see God in those relationships. Like, I literally was just sitting up there interceding and praying for her and praying for other women that are in their toxic relationships. Some of y'all are in abusive relationships, like physical abuse relationships, and you're refusing to leave. And God is saying, how much longer do you want to settle for what they are giving you, for what the enemy is trying to do in your life? God is saying, don't you want what I have for you? Don't you want peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding? Don't you want me to heal and bind up your wounds? Don't you want me to heal your heart so that you're not bitter anymore? So that you're not angry at everyone and angry at yourself and angry in all of your situations, all of your friendships. Can't nobody even get anything to you or for you, can't do anything for you because you're so bitter in your relationship. Why me? Why am I going through this? Why won't he love me? Why won't he stop cheating on me? Why won't he stop beating on me? Look, God say, I'm gonna let you settle. But if God has charged you and he has told you numerous of times, because God does show us miracle signs and wonders, God does have a funny way of leading us out of the places that we need to get out of. He has an escape route. There is an escape route available. There's more available for you. What you're settling for is what the devil wants for you. You want what the devil wants for you? You want what the enemy wants for you? Or do you want to be healed? Or do you want to be used by God? Or do you want all of the blessings that he has for you? Do you just want to be okay? Do you like being paranoid? Do you like being having these feelings of insecure and doubt and loneliness? You like that? God is saying, why don't you trade that in for my love so I can begin the process of really loving you and showing you what it's like to be loved by a man, showing you what it's like to be loved by your father. I know you didn't get it when you were a child. I know you didn't get it when you were in your 20s. I know you didn't get it when you were in those other relationships, but will you get it now? God wants to set the captives free. Y'all have been in Egypt for too long. Way too long. And I'm coming from a place of being there. I was there for 8 years. Do you hear me? 8 years of settling for something that God never intended for me to have. So, the question is, do you want what God got for you in this season, or are you going to miss it because you're still settling for toxicity? You're still settling for being treated like a dog. You're still settling for being treated like an option. God say, I will give you beauty for ashes. I will give you a garment of praise. I will renew your mind. I will transform your life. You don't have to settle for that. He wants to transform your mind in such a way that you don't even, you recognize the red flags like that. You will no longer be manipulated. You will no longer live in this fear and this uncertainty of being alone. You will get through it. And if God has called you out of that situation, that toxic situation, I don't know what it is. I don't know who I'm talking to. But if God has called you out of that, you need to leave. You need to stand on the promises of God and you need to trust him. even if your situation isn't the best, even if I don't know where I'm going, I don't know what to do, you better seek him for direction. Seek him for instruction. It's time. It's time to get out. Ooh, I felt that for somebody. It's time to get out. No more playing house with the devil. You hear me? No more playing house with the devil. God says, I'm calling you home. I'm calling you to a higher level. I'm calling you to a new level of understanding of who you are. You are not somebody who should be treated like that. You're royalty. You are of a royal priesthood. You are a child of God, not the child of the enemy. God says, you're mine. You're mine, and I'm bringing you home today. I'm bringing you home today. Stop settling for what the world is giving you. Romans 12:2. Didn't we talk about that a couple episodes ago? Do not be conformed. Do not conform to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You need a renewed mind. You need a clean heart. And God is saying, will you trust me? I've been there with you all along. I've been showing you the signs. I've been flagging down the red flags. I've been showing you that this is not what I have for you. Would you stop acting blind? Would you stop ignoring me? Would you stop thinking that this situation is going to change? Will you just accept that things are what they are? You're praying for something that's against my will. You're praying for this relationship to change, and it's against my will, he says. He says, this is not in my will for you. This is not what I want for you. There's more on the other side of your pain. Trust me. Trust me. Y'all probably don't know this, or the people that have, or the people that are new to this podcast, but during the first and second season of this podcast, I was still going through a toxic relationship. Still trying to find my way about it. Still trying to believe God that this wasn't it for me. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the fact that this person, even though I've been with them for so long, that's not who I should be with. That's not who God wants me to be with. This life that I'm living is not the life that God wants for me. Do y'all understand that God wants to use you for a bigger purpose? Do you not understand that? People with the platforms, people with the influence are steady going through this toxicity, and they're steady showing people the ruins of a relationship. God's saying, would you stop settling so that I can bring you towards the man that I have for you, towards the woman that I have for you? Can you stop sleeping around trying to fill a void that only I can fill? Would you stop degrading yourself just so somebody can say that they like you, or somebody can say that they love you? Can you stop people pleasing? Can you stop devaluing yourself just because you're lonely? Just because the new summer walker done dropped. Now I'm in my feelings. Let me go call such and such. Let me go. God said, would y'all stop? Would you just cut it out? There's more. There is more on the other side of your pain. There is more on the other side of your trauma. There's more. There is a life that you will live when you surrender and give your life to God. There is a life of peace. There's a life of hope. There's a life of new identity. There's a life of a new standard that is available to you. So whoever that's for, you need to go ahead and make your arrangements. If you got to move back in with your parents for a season, if you have to use your savings. I know you wanted your family to be together. I know you wanted y'all to be a big happy family. But look, check this out. if that man ain't married you by now, if he ain't put a ring on your finger, if he not looking like he want to make your house a home, if he not looking like he want to commit to you right now, if he's not looking like he wants to commit himself to you and to your child, if it ain't looking like that, it ain't gonna be like that. Stop holding on to a fantasy. Man, I don't know who this is for, because I was about to stop recording, but I feel somebody pulling on me. I feel God really just like, God say, stop holding on to a fantasy. Stop letting the devil play tricks on your mind. Stop letting the devil hold you back from what I have for you. Whew. It's time to come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. It's time to come out. It's time to get rid of it. It's time to get rid of those feelings. It's time to get rid of those thoughts. It's time to get rid of that anxiety. It's time to get rid of those insecurities. It's time to get rid of that paranoia and that bitterness and that hurt and that unforgiveness. It's time to get out of that. It's time to come out. It's time to come out of Egypt. God has a promised land for you. He has that person for you, the love that you want so badly, the relationship that you desire so badly. He has all of that for you. You gonna settle? Are you gonna settle? Or are you gonna recognize where you aren't wanted? Like, let's go. Like, look, we got too much to do. We got too much destiny to fulfill. Our children, you hear me? Our children are depending on this season. Oh, you don't know it, but your children are depending on you in this season. Is mommy gonna get it right this time? Is mommy gonna finally say no? Is mommy gonna finally start treating herself like the woman that God has called her to be? Is mommy gonna finally stop letting that man talk to her any kind of way? Is mommy gonna finally stop letting that man do her any type of way? Is mommy gonna finally start paying attention to me? Is mommy gonna finally start putting God first in her life? Is mommy gonna finally stop chasing and attracting these types of men in her life? Is mommy gonna finally get it together so that we can live in peace? So that I can grow up one day and realize that what mommy went through, I don't have to go through? Is mommy gonna finally break this generational curse? Is mommy gonna be different than grandma? Is mommy gonna be different? Is mommy gonna have a relationship that's different than grandma and grandpa? Is mommy gonna get saved? Is mommy gonna find God this year? Man, look. Ooh, I don't know who that's for. I don't know who that's for. But sis, you gotta get it. You gotta get it this season. This is your season to come out. This is your season to finally say yes to you, to say yes to your destiny, period. So, once again, God has completely wrecked my plans. So, look, I don't know who that's for, but I know it's God, because I'm sitting over here rocking. And when I get the rocking, look, the Holy Spirit is in the room. The Holy Spirit is talking. He's speaking. So I don't know who that's for. If you a man or a woman. If you the man that's causing the toxicity. If you're the woman that's causing the toxicity. That message is for you too. So look, I'ma just. Look, it's been 20 minutes. I'ma just leave that right there. I'ma let whoever need to sit there and let that marinate. I can't even go into what I was talking about, but look. My God. I don't know who that was for, but I just pray for your healing. I pray for your comeback. I pray for your redemption and your restoration. I pray that God opens up your eyes. I pray that he meets you, even in this moment, on today. Even if you've pulled over on the side of the road, even if you had to stop doing what you're doing to fully listen to this episode, or this message of God, rather. I just hope you sit in that and you heed the word of the Lord. And you don't take this as a moment of revelation, but you take this revelation and you begin to change your life. Not just the moment, not just how you act. Because sometimes we feel like, oh, well, you know, I can stay in this relationship if I just act differently, if I don't react to him, if I don't look through his phone, if I just ignore the signs. God say, this ain't in your control. It's actually out of your control. It been out of your control from the jump. You're not even the problem. Do y'all not understand, like, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood? That there are authorities and principalities and dark forces at work against God's children. Don't think it's strange that you, of pure heart, found yourself in a toxic relationship. That relationship was sent and meant to keep you from the things of God. It was meant to keep you from your destiny. If the devil can delay you as long as he can, you're gonna miss a window. This open window that we're actually in right now. God is opening up the windows of heaven. God is opening up a portal for y'all to come straight through. You want the blessing? You want what I have for you? Come on. Come on through. The windows of heaven are open. The windows of heaven are open and the blessings are raining down. Are you going to miss it because you are blind to what God is doing? Because you're settling? You don't think highly of yourself enough to feel worthy of the things that God has for you? My God. I don't know who that's for. I don't know who that's for. Come out of it. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. You don't have to explain anything. Well, what if they ask me, why did I break the engagement? Or what would I do if they ask me why I had to move back? Or what to tell them? Don't tell them nothing. Don't tell them nothing. Say it didn't work out. That's all you need to say. It didn't work out. That's all you need to say. And let the conversation end and begin to reconstruct and rebuild your life. A lot of us were never used to being alone. A lot of us always had felt like we needed somebody or we needed some type of validation for being in a relationship. God saying, baby, once you get around this validation, the validation that God got for you, what man, what relationship, the stuff we desire in our hearts, it can't even hold a candle to the desires that God wants to give us. It can't even compare. Look, this is your season for renewal. It's time for your annual report. It's time to hand in your annual report. God wants to know, has anything changed since the last time he told you to leave that relationship? Has anything changed? Give me the report. Tell me what's changed. Tell me what you've gained. Tell me the positive things. Now compare it to all of the hell that you went through. And then show me why you need to stay. Show me why this relationship is good for you. Show me why you deserve this. Show me why you deserve this. this type of treatment? Show me. Do y'all know that there are like men of God out here who are praying for y'all? They don't know who you are. You don't know who they are, but they're praying for you. They are praying for their future wives. Lord, I just hope that she comes closer and closer to me every single day. I just hope that she gets in her word. I just hope that she's freed from the relationship that she's in. God, I just pray that whoever my wife is, that she is whole, that she finds wholeness, that she finds peace, that she finds her true identity before she gets to me, God, so that I can love her, so that I can give her genuine love, so that I can give her what you gave me. My God. They got men out here praying for y'all, and y'all steady.
My God.
So the Ignite Your Influence free webinar is this Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. I'm going to be stopping registration on Friday afternoon, probably around 3 or 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. But whoever needs to be at this webinar, whoever feels led to be at this webinar, if God has been speaking to you about influence, if he's been speaking to you about preparing for what's to come, if he's been speaking to you about moving, if he's been speaking to you about a new level of influence in your business, in your church, in your job, in wherever you are. I know the commercial, it says kingdom entertainers and entrepreneurs, but it's really for anyone who's been feeling like God is elevating you to a new level and elevating you into this realm of increase. So if you feel like that's you, sign up now, sign up today, pray about it, get confirmation if you should come or not. This ain't about me. It'll never be about me. It'll never be about me. I'm just formatting and structuring what God has called me to do in such a way that it aligns with his excellence and his expectations that he's placed on his kingdom entrepreneurs. So y'all can feel however way y'all want to feel about it, but don't miss the word. Don't miss what God wants to speak to his kingdom influencers. It's not about a platform. It's not about the money. It's not about what's the material things that are going to come. It's about the influence. How are you influencing his people? How are you shepherding and equipping his people for greater? How are you influencing people along your journey? How are you bringing people closer to God? That's what it's about. How are you making disciples out of men? How? And if you've overcome and you've been through a toxic relationship and God is calling you to be the influence in your family, he's calling you to be the influence at your job, he's calling you to speak life into the women that you know need to come up out of that relationship. Look, I really feel like a lot of y'all sitting there being stuck because y'all scared. And God is saying, what you scared for? I'm with you. Y'all scared to be influencers. Y'all are scared to open up your mouth and proclaim what God has done for you. Y'all scared to get the attention. Y'all are scared to put yourselves out there like that. But God's saying, look, it ain't even about all that. What you worried about, it's not even about that. It's about the message. It's about what I want to say through you. It's about who you're connected to. It's about who I need you to influence where you are in your life right now, in this season, in this job, in this family. I need to get a message through the people around you, but you being scared. You worried about what your coworkers are going to think about you. You worried about what your husband is going to think about you. You worried about what your non-saved folk friends are going to say about you. You worried about what the internet is going to say about you. God say, it ain't about all that. Let them talk. Let them say what they gotta say. I want to use you for a better purpose, for something bigger than you. God say, get out your feelings. It's a mandate. It is a mantle. It is a call over your life. You are the influence. You are the influencer. That's why you are at that job. That's why you are in that relationship. That's why you are in that friendship. That's why you're in that family. That's why you're in that group. That's why you're in that business, in that field, in that industry. You're the influence. Stop running away from it. I did not plan this. You feel me? Like, I had a whole another podcast episode to do. Like, I wasn't planning any of this. So if that's for you, it's for you. I'm not speaking out of emotion. I'm not speaking out of, like, I literally prayed and asked God to speak through me as I do every podcast episode. But look, today is just, it's one of them days. I feel like we're getting closer and closer and closer to where God is. And a lot of us are still playing the fence. We're straddling the fence. Should I? Should I not? Like, we're being double-minded. God is saying, make a decision already. Make a decision. You either gonna pursue what I have for you, or you gonna continue to live in bondage and codependency. Oh my God. So if you want to sign up for the webinar, go to igniteyourinfluence.live. I am your girl, Drea K. This was not planned, but clearly the Lord needed to speak to somebody. He needed to speak to me, or speak to you through me. So yeah, I'm out. I'm gonna talk to y'all in my next episode.